Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The Lord Mayor of Dublin, Hazel Chew, is launching her campaign for a Shannon seat today. She's running independently in the by-election for the Industrial and Commercial panel, and she joins me now. Good morning, Lord Mayor.
Good morning, Claire. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you very much for joining us. This is all a bit messy now, and I just want to explain it clearly to people. You're chair of the Green Party, running as an independent for the Shannon with only the support of some of your parliamentary party. You don't have the support of the leader. And Eamon Ryan also went further and said that he doesn't know if you should continue to be chair of the Green Party.
Okay, well, as you put it there, I think I would move on a step further and just explain a bit of the background.
Yeah.
That there was a selection convention within the executive of the Green Party, and that motion fell. There was a myriad of reasons that we didn't have enough time, that people thought we were in a coalition, and also that we didn't have a possibility of winning this. So it fell even though it didn't reach the two-thirds, but that motion meant that we weren't hosting a selection convention and that we weren't endorsing a candidate, but it didn't prevent anyone from running. I myself and my colleague Eva Delling were both talking about running, and we were actually encouraging each other because we noticed that there were no women on the ballot paper for the industrial and commercial panel. And for my part, I guess you can imagine, I would like definitely to see a woman after championing women in politics, and would like to see some diversity on the panel as well.
Yeah, but your party had a deal. You had a deal with Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil that you would agree candidates and vote on those lines. You know, I was asking Pascal Donoghue, the Minister for Finance, about this, and he said he was pleased to see that your party leader, Eamon Ryan, would be sticking to that deal insofar as his own vote would not go to you.
Okay, so just to clarify that, I wouldn't have gone against a pact. So, if I was told there was a pact within the coalition, I wouldn't have gone against it. But I was told, as with other people, at a meeting, that there was no pact. So I know Minister Dunne, who may be saying that there's a deal, but we certainly do not. I certainly was told that there was not.
Who said there wasn't one?
It was a meeting. I can't go into the details of the meeting because it is a private meeting, but it was private within the executive, and it was noted there that there is no pact in place.
And
this is, I think this is also, you may notice that there are a number of my colleagues supporting me. It's because there is no whip and there's no pact, and that's why they're supporting me.
Okay.
They wouldn't have gone against it.
It's a very strange situation, though, for the party to find itself in when your leader is saying he's not going to vote for you. Have you had a conversation with him about it?
Not since then, but he's been busy with the climate bill, Claire. Like, we've just launched one of the most ambitious climate bill ever, and I he's been up to his eyes, so I don't imagine we'll be having a conversation soon yet. But this is the thing. People are, in any democratic process, people are entitled to vote whichever way. So him saying that he would vote for a different candidate, that's absolutely fine. So at the end of the day, I'm delighted to just even be on the ballot. So to have the opportunity to be on a ballot where no woman or no member from a minority background is on the ballot. And I've been talking to a lot of kids this year, Claire, and one of the things that, without sounding arrogant, is that they see me and they kind of go, oh, it's great to see people that are different in politics. And it goes back to the phrase that you can't be what you can't see. So I just, for me, it's really important that there is someone on the ballot that is a woman, and a woman from a minority background.
Even if that means, as Harry McGee reports in the Irish Times today, that a number of your Green TD colleagues, that they've privately expressed anger, they say this will foment a bitter row in the party between two factions, and people will say it's the Eamon Ryan faction versus the Catherine Martin faction.
No, and this is the thing. I know media is talking about it, and I'm going to be talking to some media today, and I hope to set the record straight. If my colleagues are angry, they haven't expressed it that much internally. Internally, I've received a lot of support, and I think we talk about factions. Like, people like to play up factions, but there isn't, because at the end of the day, I have the minister.
But there is, Hazel. But, like, that's like, if he's not going to vote for you, and you have to run as an independent. That you can't say that's anything other than disruptive within the party. It's just not possible that it wouldn't be disruptive.
But I think, well, the presumption is that it will be disruptive. But right now, as we have noticed, that apart from sources that are not named saying that it's disruptive, we've had the leader of the party, we've had me from the party telling people that, listen, there are chatter, and so far the chatter has been supportive. And at the end of the day...
But 10 of the 16 TDs and senators opposed your candidacy. Like, that's not support.
They did not oppose my candidacy, just to clarify that, because I know Harry had a report in, and I will be I didn't want to give comment until after the climate bill, and I'll be talking to him today. But that report is inaccurate insofar that breaking any confidences, that was a vote that didn't again pass a two-third majority to stop anyone from running. So again, the vote was had to stop someone from running, and it didn't pass. And this is again back to the fact that there was no pact in place and there's no whip, and as such my colleagues were supporting me. And you have Catherine Martin, who is a champion of women, who has always seen women progress and was chair of the Oireachtas Committee on Women and founder of Mná Glasa, and she wants to see a woman on the ticket as well, and so does my other colleagues, Nessa Hergan, Vincent Martin, Joe O'Brien, Francis Duffy and Patrick Coslow. But then we look at the independents. We have Marion Harkin, who again is involved in the Women Caucus. So.
And you mentioned Joe O'Brien there, the Minister of State for Community Development. He was one of the people who nominated you. That's right?
Yes, he is.
But is he going to vote for you, or is he going to vote for the government candidates?
I say he'll vote for whoever he chooses to. I think he possibly believes that there is the government candidate will be better to vote for him, or at least that's what I'm reading that he said, and he told me that as well. But he wanted to again see a woman on the ballot, so, and diversity on the ballot. So I'm really grateful for Joe's nomination.
So he nominated you, but he's going to vote for somebody else when it comes down to the brass tacks.
That will be a question, I think, for Joe. But if he does, that's again his vote, and I'm perfectly okay with that. It's being on the ballot and being able to be nominated and getting these great nominations behind me that I think it's great. So.
And Eamon Ryan then saying that he needs to speak to the parliamentary party about your position as chair of the Greens. Will you be able to speak to the parliamentary party about that too and explain your own views as to why you're doing this? I mean, is there going to be a situation where there will be talk over the course of the next few days about whether you'll be able to stay in that position?
Well, the talk, of course, can happen. This is what happens with the Green parties. They need to discuss these issues. But at the end of the day, my position was elected by the membership of the party. So if any decision is to be made, that goes back to membership. So, and that goes back to exec on a decision making there as well. So absolutely, I'm open to people having discussions. And this is the whole point, that if people aren't happy, you discuss it within the space as well.
And do you want to stay on as chair of the Green Party?
Yeah, I chose to stay in the party, and I chose to be the chair of the party because I do think we are doing so much good work across the board between Roderick, Pippa, Catherine and Eamon, and especially the climate bill yesterday. But at the end of the day, I think I said this at the beginning, I also believe that we need to fundamentally change how we run people within elections. We need to run women so that we can have more women in politics. We need to run people from minority backgrounds so we can have more people of minority backgrounds and diversity in politics. We need to have more people at the table, Claire, that represents society.
So, yeah, but then you see, you'll have people who will hear that, but they'll also know that if you do a deal with two other parties and agree to be in government and coalition with them, there are rules, there are deals that are done that you need to adhere to, because Eamon Ryan has said that running a Green candidate this time might jeopardise the party's chances of running someone as a sole government candidate down the line in a future vote. You know, these are the things that have to be weighed up, aren't they?
Absolutely, Claire. And as the chair of the party, I would have weighed those up as well. And if, as I said earlier, if there was a pact in place, I would have followed the pact, and I think my nominations would have as well. But there was no pact in place, and this was communicated to us. So just to be 100% clear here, there was no pact and there was no whip in place. And the suggestion of not running someone or preventing someone from running did not pass. So, and this is the difficulty here as well.
And did you consider leaving the Green Party over this?
Not over this. No, I think if it comes a day over other stuff, but at the end of the day, I want to see this party do well, and I don't want to leave anytime soon. I know there was a conversation previously about me leaving as well, but I don't. I think there is a lot we can do here, but at the same time, I do also believe that there needs to be a change in terms of how we run these election processes, and we need more people on the ballot, and we need gender and diversity.
Well, you've said yourself there, there's rumours, you know, about what you're going to do next, and there's always rumours about whether you're going to stay or you're going to go. I mean, are you happy now, given that you're going to be running as an independent for the Shannon, are you happy to stay in the Green Party?
I'm happy until someone kicks me out. So,
and might they, do you think?
And that's not up to me to answer you. So if someone is deciding that, it's up to them. But I know my colleagues and I know my party, and I know that if there are huge issues, it will be brought up. And I get that there's a media narrative as well, and I fully understand, because I haven't been out talking to people, and I do plan to go out to talk to people today
It's not really a media narrative. I mean, the Green Party leader is asked, is he going to vote for you in the Shannon elections yesterday? And he says no. I mean, that's a really messy situation for you to be in, and it's not anybody's invention. The man said what he said.
No, apologies. When I said media narrative, I don't mean people making it up. I mean there has been unclear lack of clarity, shall we say, and that in part is my fault as well for not going out to speak about this. But I wanted to give people some space. I wanted to make sure the climate bill what was seen through and the achievement there was talked about. And now I'm happy to talk to anyone who wants to talk to me about it, and happy to clarify the issue on any question.
And the risk around you being asked to leave the party, which you've just said could happen, that's worth it for you?
I to make sure that we do have women and diversity and minority in politics, yes. And this is something my other two nominations, I think Lynn Ryan and Eileen Flynn, who are champions of both, were why they signed my nomination as well. So, and for me, I think it would be worth it. But again, let's rein it back a bit, because of the fact that there was no pact, there was no whip. I'm not going against anything. So if people would like to have a conversation about what has happened, about my actions, absolutely, I'm happy to discuss it.
I just want to bring you some of what our listeners are saying. Hazel is either green or independent. As chair of the Greens, you can't and shouldn't be both. Do you accept that?
I would accept that I'm running as a candidate that's a member of the Green Party. So, and I'm not stepping down as the chair, nor am I stepping down as a member. That is up to my membership.
But the Green Party leader does not want you to do this, does not want you to run for the Green Party or saying that you've anything to do with the Green Party in this election. Do you know what I mean? He wants to vote for somebody else here.
And that's his prerogative, Claire, if he wants to vote for someone else. So, and that's the thing. It's a democracy. It's a democratic election. If him and others want to vote for other people, absolutely. I'm delighted I got this far to be on the ballot.
There are people who voted for the Green Party, lots of them in this country, who voted for you because of your stance on climate action. And we saw evidence of your influence there. This must be very disheartening for these people to see this sort of politicking and internal squabbling going on. And will Hazel Chew continue to be the chair of the party? Will she be kicked out? She's going to run as an independent now. Do you know what I mean? It's distracting from the reasons why people voted for you.
Yeah, and I get that people are saying it's distracting, but let's look at Shannon elections as a whole, and let's look at then the question of why people are thinking this is more of a distracting. Shannon elections as a whole, people run, and when they're on the ballot, they don't have any parties beside them. And even in a normal Shannon election, someone will get chosen by the party, but then other party members will choose to run on outside panels or different panels. And we had two candidates in the university panel that didn't get endorsed by the party when they decided to run as well. This happens actually more often than we think. So it just so happens that in this case, I think there's more of an interest when it comes to me. So,
all right, well, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us. That's Hazel Chew, who is Lord Mayor of Dublin and also chairperson of the Green Party.